Hello.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiana. How may I help you?
Yes, I have just ordered a the watch on a my order. I just did it like 20, and they've added in earbuds. I don't need the earbuds.
Okay, sir. May I have a zip code for you?
9144.
Okay, and may I have your first and last name, sir?
William Craig.
Okay. Okay, sir. So I did locate an account for you. For security purposes, can I have that shipping address on file, please?
The what?
Your shipping address on file, please, sir.
My zip code?
Your shipping address, sir. Your street address?
664 Peachy Canyon Circle.
Okay. Thank you for that information. Just give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
Okay, sir, I apologize for that hold. So I'm looking at your account now. I do see that the order for those earpods didn't go through, but it does appear that you have placed a double order for two watches.
No, I only want one watch.
Okay. No problem. I'm just going to go ahead and get one of these voided out for you. But no, sir, those earpods are not going to be on your order because it looks like it declined, or either you removed it from the order before you proceeded with that checkout.
Okay. Well, yeah, remove it because I was just at the bank and made sure I didn't have enough money for it to go through because I couldn't get a hold of anybody.
Okay, that's
the
no problem.
Like 40 feet away from me.
Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and get one of those.
Well, if I have the earpods, so I've already paid for one, and now I'm paying for a second one. Maybe I would like those I have watch. Yeah, let both those watches go through, I guess, if you can.
Okay, sir. Now, I did just cancel that order. Now, let's see. Now, you did place the order at 103, so I'm sure that deal is still available, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
So I did get that that extra watch removed for you, okay?
All right.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.
All right. Thank you.